It might seem something of a liturgical oddity that two such great saints as St. Peter and Paul would have their feast days celebrated on the same day, like having the same birthday and wondering who's going to be celebrated more. And they're such great saints on the same day, might be tempted to see them thinking, this day is not big enough for the both of us here today. From very early in the church, however, their feast days were celebrated together on the same day. This is a quote from St. Augustine early in the church in the late 300s, already talking about their feast days being celebrated together. St. Augustine wrote, "Both apostles share the same feast day, for these two were one. And even though they suffered on different days, they were as one. Peter went first, and Paul followed. And so we celebrate this day made holy for us by the apostles' blood. Let us embrace what they believed, their life, their labor, and their sufferings, their preaching, and their confession of faith." Today's a feast day where we celebrate two as one. And I think there's a beautiful meditation for us today. It's a feast day of the unity of the apostles, the unity of the church, the unity of all Christians. And in fact, Peter and Paul had some rough goings of it between themselves. They were both very powerful personalities, but very different, and they had their disagreements. In fact, they had a couple arguments and times when they wouldn't talk to each other. You can read about these in Acts of the Apostles or the first couple chapters of Paul's letter to the Galatians, but they always saw themselves in unity to one another, in deference and respect to the other. Paul always deferring to Peter as the head of the College of the Apostles, as the bishop, overseer of Rome. Paul as the great apostle to the Gentiles. Peter as the great apostle to the Jews. Everything they did together in their sufferings, in their ministry, they did together as one, even though they often did them in different ways. Just to take a line from our preface from Mass today, our feast has a special preface to it in the liturgy. It says, "And so each in a different way gathered together the one family of Christ." That's what they have teach us today. That Peter and Paul, in their own different ways, together gathered the body, the family of Christ. And so each of us, in our own different ways, are called out to be disciples, apostles, to gather together the entire family of Christ.